So change tune. Well, so progressives are often accused of being reacting, of being always reacting to things, right? And, you know, rather than somehow being proactive. And I always wonder, like, when they say that we're reacting against stuff, what the fuck else we're supposed to do, you know? Because, like, when they go bomb another country, oh, let's not react. We should have been proactive and prevented it in the first place, but now that they're already bombing it, we can't react or something like, you know. But anyway, I tried to take the advice to heart and do more preemptive things, you know. I'm trying to be a good American and be preemptive. And so I wrote this song preemptively about an event that is going to happen sometime in the next 5 years, I'd say. So I figured I could write the song first, then it can happen, and then they can call me a visionary. That's because I missed the boat. I am actually on video predicting the catastrophe in New Orleans, along with probably, you know, thousands of other people who read the same Times Picayune article. But I didn't write the song until after, so I, you know, kind of missed the boat on that one. But I'm determined not to miss the boat next time. So this is the title track of my upcoming CD, which is called Halliburton Boardroom Massacre. I joined the army when high school was through. I didn't know what else to do. Thought I'd take care of that traveling Jones and maybe take out some student loans. They sent me away to the land of the dead, where I didn't know a word that they said. I got shot a lot, I was nearly toast, but it's the ones I killed that hurts the most. Most of the time I didn't know what was going on. The rest of the time I knew there was something going wrong. Every reason we were there turned out to be a lie. I thought of that each time I saw another person die. A year, they sent me for 4. By the time I got back home, no one knew me anymore. Of the man I once was, there didn't seem to be a trace. And when I looked me in the mirror, I didn't recognize my face. I wasn't home too long before the time that I took ill. It was like the air was thick as mud, and I ached enough to kill. I didn't know I'd been fighting in a nuclear war. DU was in my blood, and I was knocking on death's door. I can't tell you how it felt be betrayed at every turn, like the earth was spinning backwards, like my heart began to burn, like I had to do something while I still had the strength to stand, while I still could run with a machine gun in my hand. I thought of Halliburton and the military brass and the things they get away with all for their ruling class. But I'm not a pawn and I can't just let it be. And if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna take some of them fuckers with me. I'll spare you the details. I did what I had to do. There's a boardroom blown to hell and soon I will be too. You can say I lost it, you can say that I'm insane, but may no one ever say that my death was in vain. I joined the army when high school was through. I didn't know what else to do?